Hallo und herzlich willkommen beim Herzenssache Pferd Podcast mit Antoinette Hitzinger, Lia Weltli und Mera Brockhage. Du bist hier richtig, wenn du dir schon immer einen Podcast gewünscht hast, der Wissen und Gefühl miteinander verbindet. Ich wünsche dir von Herzen ganz viel Spaß mit der kommenden Folge.
Herzlich willkommen zum Podcast von Herzenssache Pferd. Ich bin Jule und ich unterhalte mich heute mit Elsa Sinclair, denn wir befinden uns auf dem Hof Gottingcliff und machen gerade das Freedom-Based Training Seminar von Elsa. Und hallo Elsa.
Hallo Elsa.
Hello.
So tell us, what is Freedom-Based Training? What is it about? What are we learning here at the seminar?
I developed a way of training horses that you can do without any halters or food rewards or small spaces. And I developed it as an experiment because I wanted to know if it was possible. The really nice side effect of learning this way to train horses is I discovered it really helps everybody understand horses better. And once you understand a horse better, you can train them any way you want, whether you want to use more of a pressure-based system or a food reward-based system or any type of training. Just knowing how to read a horse better is going to help absolutely everybody. So my goal was to see if I could understand a horse well enough to communicate with them things that I wanted in a way that made them excited to do those things with me, without the bigger motivators we usually use for training. So really that just leaves us with body language. When do you move your own human body? When do you stop moving your own human body? Which direction do you move it? And how does the horse tell you that's working for them or it's not working for them? They appreciate your decisions or they don't appreciate your decisions. The better you know them, the better you can talk to them using your body. And this develops a whole system of training where you can really train almost anything you want to train if you have enough time. It really is the slowest way to train a horse possible. But, you know, for some of us, it's about all these minute details that are really interesting more than the end goal of being able to do a job or go to a show. So a lot of my students do use this stuff to do a job or go to a show, but they're going to use it in combination with another training method. My job is to experiment and see how much we can do without any tools and how well we can learn how to read a horse. So that's what I'm teaching here at the seminar.
Very nice. So if it's for everyone that does different types of training at home with their horses usually, then how do you teach it so that everyone has something that they can take home with? Like, on what do you focus so that everyone, where's the common goal between all of them?
So the common goal, I think, for all horse people is to be in harmony with your horse. So when you ride a horse, if you're not in harmony, they end up going one direction and you end up going the other direction and you're no longer riding. If you're doing liberty with a horse and they go running off to the other end of the arena without you and they don't come back, it's not a very interesting liberty session. If you're doing racing with a horse, you kind of need them to go from point A to point B and be in harmony with your goals. So being in harmony with a horse is what everybody wants. The problem is horses don't always want to be in harmony with humans. And so we have a lot of different training methods that will motivate a horse to be in harmony with a human's ideas. Where we start with freedom-based training is we start from the lowest intensity option, which is how do we understand a horse well enough that we're in harmony with the things they want to do? And then while they're doing the things they want to do, we are going to decide how much distance is between the human and the horse and see if they agree with us. And if we do this well enough, the horse will become more and more curious about this relationship with the human. The more curious they become about this relationship with the human, the more they will start to seek harmony between horse and human. when the horse is seeking the harmony between the horse and human more than the human is, the horse actually starts thinking that they're training the human to be in harmony with them. And we switch things around a little bit. So the horse becomes very motivated to teach that human to stay in harmony with them. This can become a basis for any kind of training you want, because everybody just wants to be in harmony with their horse in one way or another.
Yeah. And I've been to some of your clinics. This is my third, I think. And from my own experience, I can say there's a little bit of a difference in every clinic. Like, the focus is on a different point of contact or something. The last time we had a lot about the senses.
Yeah.
What is it about this time?
So this time, I had an epiphany this year when I was driving to my very first clinic of the year in California in March. I was driving and I thought, every year I try and add something a little bit different into my clinics. It's going to be the same work that I've done in all of my clinics, but I try and add a different perspective, a different way of thinking about it, a different way of understanding a horse better. And I came up with this theory that's really beautiful and simple that I have been bringing to all of my clinics this year. And that is really thinking of the horse as having a strength of curiosity that makes them want to do things. And that curiosity can be very weak or it can be very strong. But when they run out of curiosity strength, they're either going to need to take a nap and be comfortable, or they're going to get very concerned that nobody understands that they're tired. And when they're concerned, they're going to use fight or flight. So understanding, being able to read the strength of curiosity your horse has, and being able to adapt your behavior around them and how you interact with them so that their curiosity becomes stronger and stronger and they want to do more things with you, is really what we're focusing on in this clinic. Being able to read a horse's strength of curiosity and read before they get concerned and know how to pair your decisions with those changes in their emotional state between comfort, curiosity, and concern. There's a lot of details that can go into it, but that's sort of like the basic nutshell of an idea that I've been playing with this year. And it's been really fun to be able to take that and look at what it means to every horse I come across. Because every horse is gonna be a little different. And they're all gonna express their ability to be curious versus concerned or need comfort and rest. They're all gonna be a little different. When we learn how to read that and adjust the training program to that, everything's gonna go better. So that's really the focus of this year's clinics. I'm still teaching a lot of the things that I've taught in years past, but it's looking through that lens of curiosity a lot more this year. And I've been really pleased with the results so far.
Yeah, very nice. And you already had some clinics this year. There are still a lot coming, but you already had some. So curiosity is something that sounds very adventurous.
Yes.
Have you had like a very nice moment, funny story, a very nice situation that you want to share with us from the last clinics or something that impressed you or that made you laugh?
Oh, there's so many. You know, I actually have to tell a story from a clinic earlier this year in Germany, actually. We had a horse in the clinic that I actually thought I was going to fail. He came into the arena and he didn't want to play with anyone. And he basically stood in the corner and refused to interact. And I thought, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to get through to this one. We may have a very long 4 days where he is not curious at all. And because this is freedom-based training, the whole goal here is that he volunteers to be curious. I'm not allowed to force him to be curious. So I had to get really creative in the space around him, knowing full well that he could opt out and he could tell me he was not curious about anything we were doing. And that would have to be okay because this work is voluntary. And it was I will admit, it was a little bit of a rough start to the clinic, and I felt bad for the owner that I might not be able to fix this. And on the last day, it was one of the biggest breakthroughs I've ever seen. And the best part is every time I started to distract the owner and try and help them with something, the horse would become so curious about what we were doing that he would come in between us and carefully escort his owner to the far side of the arena where the two of them could do something fun together, fully excluding me. And it was just the best feeling that he was so curious about the relationship with his owner that he really didn't need me involved at all. And that felt like an absolute win.
Very nice. Made the owner very happy, probably.
I think so. Mm. And it's one of those things where I teach the slowest training method in the world, and sometimes I feel like, God, will this horse even live long enough for this training method to work? But I find it's always slower than I want it to be, but it's often faster than I think it ever could be. Because at a certain point, the horse says, yes, I want in. I want to do this. And they volunteer with a lot more enthusiasm than I thought they even had, which is so much fun to watch.
Yeah, very nice. Are those clinics that you teach for every horse?
They are for every horse. We just have to accept that every horse will bring their own point of view to the clinic, and they are free to do whatever they want. And we will talk about theory and human choices and options and choices, and we'll experiment with things. But ultimately, if the horse wants to stand in the corner, they get to stand in the corner, and they can join or not. And we might be able to stimulate some curiosity, or they might choose to go home and think about it and give you some curiosity next week. Once you know the theory, you can slowly nurture that into development, but it's still going to be the horse that gets to decide the timeline.
So basically everyone that manages to get their horse to the clinic can participate with their horse.
Absolutely. You will have to get them into the horse trailer to get them there. And for most people, that's going to require some other training methods and some dominance, and I trust everyone to use appropriate training methods to get there. But then once we're there and we're in the safe space in the arena, the horse gets to tell us how much they're ready to participate. And it's often really beautiful what they want to tell us when we give them the space.
Very nice. So this clinic is unfortunately almost over. Not yet. We have another full day to go. Yay. But will you come back next year?
I will be back next year.
Very nice. Until then, how can people get in touch with you and your training methods? How can they do something with their curiosity?
tamingwild.com is my website, and that's probably the best place to start. From there, there is a button at the top of the website that says join our Patreon group here. On the Patreon group, I post a video every week about what I'm learning from the horses when I travel and when I'm at home. I am in the process of filming my third movie right now. On the website, you can also get access to the first two movies. If you want to know more, there's also a page where you can sign up for the newsletter. There's a list of the clinics I'm teaching around the world. I do about 3 weeks of travel and teaching all over the world, alternating with 3 weeks at home where I get to study with my own horses and keep honing and developing my own skills so that hopefully I can bring new ideas each clinic that I go to, so that when I come back each year to various places, I'll be able to give you a different perspective on this work, different way of looking at it, different way of understanding it, even though the work is largely the same with the horses.
Very nice. And I should probably add that even though your website and Patreon, everything's in English, the movies have German subtitles and German voiceover, right?
Yes. We have one version with German voiceover, and we have another version that has so many different subtitles you can choose, from German to Polish to Arabic to Spanish, French, you name it.
Perfect. Very nice. Thank you very much for this interview.
Yes, and I'm happy to sit here with you and talk anytime.
On the tiger couch.
That's right.
Well then, thank you very much.
All right, thank you.